Hello.
Mr. Haldeman calling, sir.
Yeah.
Preston's on the line.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Just got Henry and filled him in on the thing. He said that Laird had called him back at noon and confirmed that he'd go with the 70. So he had covered it with him and had agreed to do it.
Yeah. You told him about Rush and
filled him full of all the Rush stuff, and he thought that was great, and you know,
the Blessed, and
right, covered the whole, you know, and the thing of what Max Frankel had told him, and that he had done exactly the right thing in India, Pakistan, and that
good
now that even West Bengal may still break up, would have done the other thing, and that he'll work close. Rush wants to work closely with us, understands the situation exactly, and you know, has his close relationship with Mitchell, it'll be helpful to us, and the whole
good
covered that whole ground. He's he's still concerned. Apparently there's a rumor in the press now that he's resigning, so he's convinced that they are running a major campaign against him of briefings on all this stuff, and that the leak has given him the excuse for doing all this, and he got his report from Rabin, and they're pressing Rabin to go back into negotiations. They're giving ground on the airplanes, and
what's he think of that? The giving ground on the airplanes is all right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do. I said, have they done anything that they weren't supposed to do? And he said, yeah, they shouldn't call Rabin in without telling us, and then pushing him to go back into negotiations will hurt because it'll louse up what we're doing with the Soviets.
Yeah, well, the point is now, wait a minute, I talked to them about it, that we'll give you the planes, I said, and then you can drag around in negotiations. You do, that's your public track, but privately we're going to make the deal in another way. That's, Henry understands that. That's, they're playing according to the game, Bob. They really are.
Okay.
He doesn't say so, huh?
No, he didn't. I think he must feel that because he didn't get very stirred up about it, because I said, well, can we use this as an example, and as Mitchell had talked about, and he said, well, we can't, of course, tell State we know about the meeting with Rabin because Rabin's the one that told us. So we just got to refer to the fact that we know they're having these meetings without keeping us notified and all that. We can do that. And
they've given on the planes, though, Bob. That's what I had ordered them to do, and they did it.
Well, they apparently they are. So they're doing what they're supposed to do. And
about rumors of resigning, that's inevitable that people are going to. I mean, but that's that might not be from State. You know what I mean? It could be just some body in the press. I'm not. And the thing to do is to.
He's picking them all. They're all calling. He's got another one that three different people checked with him today or checked his office because a senior official has told them that Kissinger refused to provide new instructions for SALT because he's afraid the Chinese would be mad if they did anything before the Chinese visit. Well, of course, the problem is he really is stalling SALT till after the Chinese visit, but that's so you can sign it in Moscow rather than.
Oh, sure.
Because he's worried about the Chinese, but. Anyway, there's something to that. And then someone else called him that you had told Golda Meir that our biggest interest in the Middle East was NATO. What his point is that
he was there.
People are doing a lot of leaking and briefings and bureaucracy type stuff to try and shaft him. It's the same syndrome. So I at this point, there's nothing that can be done or should be done. I don't think.
I just talked to Al, and he just left, and he's. I said for him just to get his mind on China, get Henry's mind as much as possible, and he said, well, Henry just needed a lot of constant care, and that he'd try to give it to him now that he's back. And
I told Al briefly what situation had been, so he'd know.
Yeah. One of those things. I think your call was probably worthwhile, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or was it, do you think?
Yeah. No, I think it was. Yeah. And I think he's going through this.
It's a good thing because he gets these calls. He just shouldn't sit there when he's supposed to be getting out the World Report and take calls from these goddamn newspaper people. That's really the problem, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean,
But there's
no way.
No way. We've tried that every way we can. He just won't. He won't not take the calls.
Mm-hmm.
He's scared to death, you know, there's something will happen that he won't know about. He gets all this stuff, but it's the same kind of thing as sitting reading a ticker. It's a terrible, terrible waste of his time.
That's right.
And gets him stirred up about the wrong things.
That's correct. That's correct.
Try to just think of the things you'd be stirred up about if you took every call from.
Sure, and you get stirred up enough as it is.
Craswell and Chalmers, Robert.
That's right. Sure, but you can't do that.
You can't do that.
The reason we've been relatively successful is, and through very difficult times, is by, you know, not getting stirred up.
Yeah.
Or don't plan to.
Yeah.
Okay, then you and John should have your meeting with Bill tomorrow.
Right. We'll go ahead with that.
That'll be useful. And that'll be that.
Okay.
Nothing else of interest at the moment. I'll go over to the residence, I guess.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Right.